From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. Embassy moving to Jerusalem. President Donald Trump plans to announce Wednesday that the United States is recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and will move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv. The decision is likely to cause an uproar throughout the Arab world, but the White House says Trump is recognizing what it calls an historic and modern reality. On Tuesday, Trump telephoned Middle East leaders from Israel, the Palestinian Authority, Jordan, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia to brief them on his decision. A White House statement gave few details of the conversation, but did say Trump reaffirmed his commitment to advancing Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Earlier, a spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said such a move would be against international law and hurt the peace process. The International Olympic Committee in Switzerland said some Russians can compete in the upcoming Winter Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea. IOC President Thomas Bach.
Individual clean Russian athletes will be able to participate under strict conditions at the Olympic Winter Games Pyeongchang 2018.
Russian athletes will not compete under their country's flag, but instead compete as neutrals. This comes after allegations that Russian athletes took part in state-sponsored doping at the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. The U.S. Commerce Department on Tuesday slapped steep import duties on steel products from Vietnam that originated in Chinese-made steel. The agency said the Vietnamese products were circumventing existing U.S. anti-dumping and anti-subsidy orders on the same products from China. Bitcoin has risen above $11,850 to a record high. The top UN human rights official is condemning the persecution and systematic brutal attacks against the Rohingya in Myanmar, suggesting this treatment might be on the verge of genocide. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein says genocide is a legal concept and only a competent court can determine whether the actions of the government of Myanmar against the Rohingya qualify as genocide. But he says the many decades of violations against the Rohingya in Rakhine State and the deliberate efforts to erase its ethnic identity are very troubling.
Again, that's Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, investigating Russian meddling in last year's U.S. election, is now looking at the financial affairs of President Donald Trump. Media reports say Mueller is examining records about hundreds of millions of dollars in loans Deutsche Bank made to Trump's vast real estate empire. Mueller subpoenaed the records several weeks ago, according to Reuters and Bloomberg News. The bank said it complied with the request, but offered no details about its transactions with the U.S. leader. Russia's Justice Ministry on Tuesday designated 9 U.S. media outlets, including the Voice of America, as foreign agents. The ministry also listed Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and several of its affiliates. Tom Kent is RFERL president.
We will study carefully all communications from the ministry and other Russian official organizations. At the same time, we remain committed to continuing our journalistic work in the interests of providing accurate and objective news to our Russian-speaking audiences.
In Europe, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has affirmed an ironclad U.S. commitment to NATO. He made the comments in Brussels Tuesday, where he began 2 days of talks with his NATO foreign minister counterparts. I'm Ann Ball reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.